were the Church Fathers?
The early Church Fathers were a group of individuals who lived in the first centuries of the Christian era. They were churchmen, bishops, priests, deacons, even a few laymen, who were passionately interested in their faith and who left writings of it that have survived down to our day. The four marks of an early Church Father are antiquity, orthodoxy, sanctity, and church approval. If an individual has these four marks, then they are regarded as a Church Father. The first mark, antiquity, is fairly easy to define. Anyone has the property of antiquity if they lived between the time of the apostles and about the middle of the 8th century. The age of the Church Fathers is generally reckoned to close around the time of St. John of Damascus, who died in 749. The second mark, orthodoxy, means that they had sound belief, at least as far as belief was defined in their time. Through the process of doctrinal development, it has become clear that certain opinions are not compatible with the Catholic faith, but at the time of the Church Fathers, this hadn't been fully worked out, and so people could be considered orthodox then, even if they had some ideas that would later be classified as unorthodox. An example of that would be St. John Cassian, who, it appears, was the founder of the heresy known as Semi-Pelagianism. But in his day, Semi-Pelagianism had not been infallibly condemned, and so he was a churchman in good faith. For the mark of sanctity, an easy test is the person considered a saint? Most of the Church Fathers are considered saints, but not all of them. For example, Origen of Alexandria had some theological ideas that were later deemed quite suspicious, and he never received the title of saint. Another individual was Tertullian of Carthage. He actually ended up leaving the church and becoming a member of a rigorist sect, and he also is not considered a saint, but he's often classified as a church father. The hardest attribute of a church father to identify is church approval. There's really no official test for this, but those authors whose writings have long been turned to for information about the Christian faith and how it's been handed down to us are reckoned as having that church approval, even though there's really no official list. So the question of who is a church father is a little ambiguous. There's broad agreement about most of them, but there's also some discussion about particular individuals and whether they should be classed as church fathers. However that may be, the writings of the Church Fathers are invaluable to us because they represent the connection point between the age of the apostles and our own day. They're the hinge on which church history turns.